This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President Donald Trump is promising big sanctions against Turkey for its invasion of northern Syria against Kurdish fighters. Writing on Twitter, Mr. Trump again defended his withdrawal of American troops who had been fighting alongside the Kurds against Islamic State terrorists. Meanwhile, Syria is moving forces toward its northern border. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Syria's state news agency says troops have entered Tabqa as they move north against Turkish forces in the country. Tabqa had been run by the Islamic State group and is on the road to the city of Raqqa, which was IS's de facto capital until it lost both in 2017. The move towards Tabqa and nearby villages comes a day after Syria's Kurds say Syrian government forces had agreed to help them fend off Turkey's invasion. That's a major shift in alliances as U.S. troops withdraw from the northern border area. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Harry Harris, the U.S. ambassador to South Korea, says North Korea is demanding that the U.S. do everything before Pyongyang makes any concessions. Harris's comments during an interview with a South Korean newspaper are the first substantive reaction by a U.S. official since North Korea walked away from nuclear talks late last week. North Korea blamed the U.S. for the breakdown. Harris suggested North Korea is to blame for the impasse. Poland's conservatives won the most votes in Sunday's election. This secures them a comfortable majority in parliament to govern for four more years. Supporters of the conservatives see the vote as a chance to maintain generous monthly social benefits that have raised their living standards. Critics, however, say the party has carried out a relentless attack on the country's constitutional order. U.S. stocks are down in morning trading. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Spain's Supreme Court handed prison sentences to nine separatist leaders on Monday for their role in a failed Catalan independence bid in 2017. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
Spain's Supreme Court has handed jail sentences totaling almost 100 years to nine separatist leaders for their roles in Catalonia's failed independence bid. That drive for secession in 2017 culminated in a banned referendum and a short-lived declaration of independence that garnered worldwide attention and triggered Spain's biggest political crisis in decades, before Madrid stepped in to impose direct rule. On Monday, nine of the leaders were sentenced to between 9 and 13 years in prison for sedition, with the longest term going to former deputy leader of the Catalan regional government, Oriol Junqueras. They were acquitted of the gravest charge, rebellion.
That's Reuters' David Doyle. Ecuador's president says he struck a deal to cancel a disputed austerity package and end nearly 2 weeks of violent protests. Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reports.
Celebrations in Ecuador as President Moreno agreed to axe his fuel subsidy cuts that sent transport and food prices soaring. Announcement of the cuts unleashed the worst unrest the country has seen in more than a decade, with scenes the president had described as near apocalyptic. Moreno reached a deal with indigenous leaders, who led the protests, after 3 hours of televised negotiations on Sunday. He's agreed to replace his decree with one that will help the most vulnerable Ecuadorians, in exchange for the indigenous leaders to cool off the protests, which left the capital Quito resembling a war zone. Half a dozen people have been killed during the protests, which forced the government out of the capital and led to Moreno imposing an indefinite curfew.
That's Reuters' Michelle Hennessy. Russian President Vladimir Putin is in Saudi Arabia today. He is meeting with the country's king and crown prince as he seeks to cement Moscow's political and energy ties across the Mideast. The 2019 Nobel Prize in Economics was awarded today. Göran Hansen, the Secretary General of the Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences, says the prize goes to a trio of global poverty analysts.
Abhijit Banerjee, Esther Duflo, and Michael Kramer, for their experimental approach to alleviating global poverty.
The three will share nearly $1 million in prize money. At least 12 people were killed and half a dozen were injured after a cylinder blast triggered a building collapse in India's northern Mao district on Monday. Another 13 people were injured in the collapse. Vietnam has just topped a list of economic performers in Southeast Asia. Standard Chartered Bank calls the list the rising stars of global trade based on improvements the countries have made. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.